Louisiana Cajuns, adaptive, superstitious, quaintest of our country's French inhabitants. Who are these mysterious omnivorous folk? Soon the Cajuns began to adapt to their new home and make it truly theirs.
Naughty bear, these bayous would be a lot easier to cross if we just had a little boat of some kind.
Yeah. Hey, let's build some kind of canoe, only ugly.
Yeah, and we could call it Ugly Name.
Yeah, hey, perhaps we can fashion that out of this dog bark tree, huh?
Let me take my big ugly tree bowie knife and carve on that.
Well, that's a good idea.
Carve the hell out of that.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I cut my finger. Oh, there's some blood, yeah.
Well, here comes Dr. Elmore right now. He'll make it better.
Dr. Elmore, what can I do about my finger?
What, you got the finger? Oh, you got to tear that little piece of meat off. Because if you let that hang on there, that's going to get all gangrene.
Thank you for your wise folklore medicine.
That's no charge, Grandpa. I'm the big Cajun doctor here. That's my Cajun duty.
Oh, but please, we insist. Yeah. Take these here oak leaves for your trouble. Please, Dr. Elmore.
But their bartering days were not totally joyful. In the middle of the night, they had to fear their own superstitious creations.
Oh, damn. Look at the freeze on.
Gather around, children. If we don't close the windows, we're going to turn into a Loup Garou werewolf.
Close that door.
Papa Grand Tom was a Loup Garou.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they had to get the traitor. And boy, he made old Papa Grand Tom bathe in some of that pet milk. Make the sign of the cross on himself 95 times.
That's no lie.
And say, oh, Loup Garou curse, you better get out of my soul right now. That's the truth, Jack. My Uncle Claude told us that on the campfire ground.
That sure is a scary Cajun tale, T-Bear.
Well, you know what that's, Grandpa? What? Père Monfay.
The big monster. He come in the middle of the night, and he grab your eyeballs and twist that out, Jack.
Go fetch the priest.
How y'all doing now? I'm Dominique's baby scum, Nabisco crackers and everything.
Oh, Father, give us the holy blessing to keep away the Loup Garous and the Paramount Fae.
Okie dokie. In the name of Saint Pluto, saint of the underworld, and in the name of Knick Knack the Paddywhack, the keeper of the dresser drawer of the angels, in Hullabaloo Midston, the sheriff of Heaven Town, I grant you this here blessing. Boodoo.
Amen. Thank you for that quaint Cajun blessing.
That's okay, T-Bear. Me, I come down from the Canadian East, and we came here because we got some religious persimation. And this is my priest-like duty to master the French tongue called the Coast Squad.
I'm sorry, I got two Cajuns for my words for a little bit.
Well, that's all right, Father. Hey, let's all have a spontaneous Cajun Jambalaya festival.
I'm in favor of that, me.
This has been part four of The Louisiana Cajuns, a special Radio X historical docudrama.